I did my PhD between 1980 and 84. And this was when new technology, in particular computing technology, was beginning to arrive in the academic world. My father, being a scientist, was quite interested in computers early on. And he interested me, I mean, through talking to him about the sorts of things you could do with the personal computers that were beginning to become available. And we're talking about the days of early Amstrads, all pre-Microsoft and Windows, when the operating system, if you were lucky, was DOS, and if you were unlucky, was something much more difficult to handle. But my father would talk to me and sort of enthuse me about this. So there was a weeks-long programming course, which I decided that I would do. But they were very dubious in the computer department as to whether, you know, a medieval historian could possibly either want to do this course or indeed do it successfully. And I certainly found it difficult. But the week I spent learning Fortran, which I never subsequently used, did teach me a lot about how computers work and the sort of algorithms that underpin programs. And I then discovered there was going to be a conference in the University of Hull about historians and computers, where they were doing a lot of innovative work in Hull. And I went to that conference, and again, found the sort of idea of being able to just handle information and sort material very, very exciting. Even though it was extraordinary, looking back, it was extraordinarily limited and basic. I indexed my unpublished Bishop's Register by typing all the names into the machine and then sorting them automatically. But at that stage, there was no way of actually saving the material. So you typed all the stuff in, and then you printed it, and that was it. You couldn't actually keep it. I still have some of the books, in fact, from those days, sort of early Usborne computing books and things, and that's, I was looking at them recently and thinking, the world has changed a lot. So what happened next was what was actually, I say it was all entirely fortuitous, and because I'd stayed in Dublin, I think, just as I was finishing my PhD, there was a job advertised for a postdoctoral research assistant on a project to computerise Domesday Book, the original William the Conqueror's survey of England in 1086, and this was a project in the run-up, which had got money in the run-up to the anniversary celebrations in 1986. Mm-hmm. So I applied for this job, and it was in Hull where this conference had been held. So I went there and was interviewed and got the job. I was actually a historian on the project. They had somebody else who was doing the computing side of things. Mm. But we all worked very closely together, and inevitably, while I was supposed to be researching the individuals and matching the finding and identifying the people named in Domesday Book as landowners, I got sucked into all the other aspects of the project. Mm. And we then went on to get some more money to set up the first history computing teaching lab in Britain. And then in the summer of 87, I was job hunting by then because the postdoctoral money had run out. Mm. And I was also due to get married that summer, and my husband was working in the London School of Economics. So I really was trying to get a job. Well, I was trying to get a job, but I also was trying to get a job somewhere within commuting distance of London. Mm. That summer I applied for a job in Glasgow and a job in Durham and one in London at Westfield. And I thought the odds were that I wouldn't get the one that I really needed, which was the Westfield job. But I was very lucky. It was actually a job for teaching medieval history following the retirement of Henry Loyne. Westfield had a tradition of an interest in computing and history. And a couple of years earlier, while I had been at Hull, my colleague Peter Denley, who's currently a colleague at Queen Mary, Peter and Diane Hopkin had held a conference about computing for historians. And out of that conference came the Association for History and Computing. So I was feel I was in there at the start of history and computing. And I think the idea for the Association of History and Computing conference had actually come about at the original one I went to in Hull in about 82, 83.